Buddy, thank you so much for participating today in our very special memorial service. I'm Sandy Jill MacArthur with the Los Angeles Police Department, and I am so honored to be the MC for today's ceremonies. Today we have many people, not just our family and friends of our fallen loved ones, but we also have so many of our civic leaders that have decided to be able to join us, made time in their schedules to join us today, and I'll be introducing them in just a few minutes. Today is a particularly difficult ceremony for us because it's always a great time when we get together to honor those who we have lost. Today we are going to be honoring three additional officers who recently died in the line of duty. So it is a little different this year. We like to honor each of our officers, and one of the things that we're very pleased to always say and reiterate is that if you gave your life in the line of duty in the city of Los Angeles, we will never forget. And that is what this memorial service is about. It is about a celebration of life, and it is about recognizing those who gave their lives serving both our country as well as the city of Los Angeles. We will be honoring each of our individual officers that you will see. First, we have a memorial video, and then later on, for those of you who go to the wall, you will be seeing the names on the wall as well. And to help us with our honors today, we have our department, Emerald Society Bagpiper. We also have Metropolitan Division Mounted Unit and our Honor Guard, who will lead our outside ceremonies as well. Our memorial wreath that you will see in just a moment being presented by our Honor Guard contains 207 roses, representing a rose for every fallen officer that we've had since the inception. And as you can see on the top of the wreath, there are three red roses who signify our last three officers who were killed in the line of duty this year, March 7th, 2014, Officer Nicholas Lee. April 9, 2014, Officer Christopher Cortijo. And then May 3rd, last week, Officer Roberto Sanchez. What you'll see outside, and you probably saw when you were coming in, is our mounted unit that is configured in the riderless horse formation, signifying our respect for the fallen heroes we are remembering here today. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and family, please stand as we begin our ceremony.
You fall for smell.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
you, Roz. And we have a very special guest this morning to help lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. It is the daughter of Fallen Officer Lee from Hollywood, and his daughter Kendall will be leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. That. Please remain standing while the colors leave. And before we have our invocation, could we have one moment of silence for all officers in the United States who have lost their life this year? Thank you. Now I'm pleased to introduce our very own LAPD Chaplain, Glenn McConnell, to deliver our invocation.
Thank you very much. Let us open with a word of prayer and encouragement. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you humbly. We ask that where there is doubt, let us find faith. Where there is despair, may we find hope. Even in our darkest times, may we find your light. And where there is sadness, may we find your everlasting joy and peace. Father, we come to you as a friend. You have said, where two or more are gathered in your name, there you will be in the midst. We believe that you are here with us now, and this gathering has your blessings. Lord, you are the great comforter. We seek your comfort and grace in all that we do. We thank you, Father, for those who have chosen the profession of being peacemakers. You have said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons and daughters of God. We thank you for the sacrifice these sons and daughters have made to watch over your flock in this city of angels, and even in the battlefield as far away in such places as Afghanistan. We know, Lord, that there is a very thin blue line that separates us from peace and chaos. Thank you for every officer, past and present, who has chosen to guard that thin blue line. Thank you for the love and the support of their families. Lord, bless our time this morning, and especially the family and friends of those who have paid the ultimate price. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You can take your seats. Thank you. Before we get started, I'd like to quickly acknowledge those who continuously helped to support the police department, and in particular, who helped us this year to have this wonderful event. Those who helped to fund this event are the Los Angeles Police Memorial Foundation, the Los Angeles Police Historical Society, the Los Angeles Police Relief Association, the Los Angeles Police Command Officers Association, the Los Angeles Police Protective League, the Los Angeles Police Federal Credit Union, Forest Lawn, and Impact Video. We also have several honored guests that I'd like to acknowledge quickly, so if you would let me ask you to hold your applause until I finish the list, I'd be very grateful. Our most honored guest, Mayor Eric Garcetti, Chief Charlie Beck, the Director of Homeland Security, Deputy Mayor Eileen Decker, Council President Wesson, Council Member Englander, Council Member O'Farrell, Council Member Krikorian, City Attorney Mr. Fuhrer, City Controller Mr. Galprin, Board of Police Commissioners, the President, Commissioner Soboroff, Commissioner Figueroa Villa, our Executive Director Richard Tiefenk, our Inspector General, Alex Bustamante. And we also have with us today the John Scott from LA Sheriff's Department. And we have members from ATF and LA Airport Police, LAWA Police, and several other members of our law enforcement family. Thank you all for being here today. I always like to take just one moment to have a special thanks to the friends and family of those who have lost a loved one over the years. This day is really for you. It's to honor those who you have lost, but most importantly, to honor all of you who really have the biggest sacrifice. You have the burden of that loss that you carry on until you go on to meet your family member. So thank you for being here, and to all the community members who come and show their support as well. We oftentimes have many of our community members who have known some of the officers and who share in our sorrow. So thank you all for being here today. It is with great honor that I ask everyone to please give one round of applause for our family, families who have lost. And now I'd like to introduce our first speaker, Mayor Garcetti.
Thank you very much. The Reverend Martin Luther King once said, "We all have an opportunity to be great because we have an opportunity to serve." This month, Police Memorial Month, brings together communities across this land, brings together families across divisions, brings together all of us as Americans to mark what is the ultimate sacrifice, the giving of the men and women who have given us their lives in order that we may continue to live. The ultimate sacrifice to protect and to serve, we see embodied not just as some sort of slogan today, not just names and statistics, but as flesh and blood. This year's commemoration comes at an especially poignant moment when we have lost not just one, not just two, but three members of our LAPD family in the last 2.5 months. And the families of Officers Lee and Cortijo and Sanchez. It is their sacrifice that they have made that we feel every day. The partners, the colleagues, the superiors, the trainees, the old training officers, as well as all of us in the city family. The city owes a tremendous debt to those officers who have laid down their lives. But more than a debt, we owe a commemoration that comes not just in the moments of deepest pain, but those moments when people move on and forget. And so for the families that are here for the 5th and 10th and 20th and 50th anniversary, there's something different that we're going to do this year, and I want to thank Councilmember Mitch Englander for his leadership on this. That in this city, we will now have at every intersection a memory of each officer that has fallen, so that we can remember him or her, the sacrifice that they gave. And as we drive through the city, we don't drive just cursing the traffic or worrying about being late to something, but we pause for a moment to think about those angels that have been living around us. I remember when we dedicated Ian Campbell Square, and I believe Valerie, his daughter, is with us here today. Ian Campbell, perhaps one of the most notorious losses that happened in the Los Angeles Police Department. And in Hollywood, we put up a memorial on that square that every day I drive by makes me pause for a moment, makes me think about the Campbell family. And I know for Valerie and for the entire family how significant that is, that it isn't just a footnote in a history book, but something that is physical, that is with us every single day. We are placing street signs remembering each officer near where they lost their lives or near where they served. and in total, 207 signs will be placed. As I mentioned, the chair of our Public Safety Committee on the City Council, Mitch Englander, has been integral to this, and I'm going to thank him for that. But we're also launching an online memorial that will commemorate each officer with their personal stories and with their heroism. In addition, the officers' relatives, their friends, and former partners will be able to leave video tributes, letters, poems, photographs on a virtual memorial so that their memory continues to live on. I'm so honored to be your mayor, to help lead and to oversee the finest police forces in this country, Los Angeles Police Department, our LAWA officers, and our Port Police, who together with the larger law enforcement community, our sheriffs and our smaller cities that are around us, our federal agents and our state agents, every single day put on their uniform, head out. I don't know if that'll be the last day, and as we see, for many it is, but it isn't their last day. Because each one of us, as we come together each year, as we remember, as we laugh at the memories that we have, smile at the stories we can recall, learn from those families that are here about each one of them, we know that it isn't the last day. It is the beginning of all of us making sure that they live on forever. Thank you, and God bless our fallen.
Thank you, Mayor. Our next speaker is Chief Charlie Beck.
Good morning. 207 Los Angeles police officers have died in the 146-year history of this department. They're no longer with us in the flesh, but they will never leave us. They'll never leave us because they are with us every day. That's what this ceremony is about. That's what those street signs are about. It's what that beautiful memorial that is placed in front of the police building today is about. It's what the wall behind this auditorium is about. It's what those badges on the side of the building are about. They live with us, but they also live through us. The almost 10,000 members of the Los Angeles Police Department, sworn members, they live through you in everything you do every day. Our task is to live up to their sacrifice. Our task is to be what they would have been had they not been ripped from us far too early. Police work is one of the most noble professions. It's the profession where from day one, you recognize that you may give up your life for a stranger. You may give up your life for someone you'll never meet. Unfortunately, that has occurred far too often. And as the mayor so eloquently noted, three times in the past few months. Now, sometimes it seems like it's just too much to bear. Sometimes it seems like sacrifice compounded on sacrifice creates an impossible burden. And the sorrow that each and every one of you feel is regenerated by the additional loss. That sorrow, though, never goes away, but it fades. That sorrow fades over time and is replaced by memory. It's replaced by the positive memories of not only those 207 and their sacrifice, but also of what we have done. What we have done to help them be remembered. Winston Churchill said, and it was later made into a popular song, when you're going through hell, keep on going. And sometimes it feels like we walk that path. But the strength, the resolve of this organization, of this city, is that we move forward, that we keep going, and we walk the path that they would have walked. And we replace, not only in the realm of public safety, but to the families, we become their surrogates. And that is the task. And that is the reason we memorialize these heroes every year. To all the families that go so far and endure so much additional heartache because of this ceremony, thank you. You bring life to the fallen. You help us remember their sacrifice so that we can live up to their expectation. Thank you for being here this year and every year. To my partners, elected officials, thank you for being here. You make this possible. Your support has made this the greatest police department in the world. So thank you. God bless those that have gone before us. God bless all of you. And God bless the Los Angeles Police Department. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. We are very fortunate in the Los Angeles Police Department to have a Los Angeles Police Historic Society who actually helps to ensure that the memories of all who have fallen long after we're gone will remain in our history so that generations to come will never forget. Each year at our memorial service, we have a 25-year remembrance. And today, I'd like to introduce Glenn Martin, who's going to provide that remembrance. Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you, Chief MacArthur. In a day of honors, it is truly an honor for us at the Police Historical Society and the Police Museum to have the opportunity to reflect on this year a pair of officers that we lost a quarter century ago. Most of us traveled here today by car. It seems that it has become certainly the conveyance of favor, and I think it's something that is reflected upon as a simple means of getting from one point to another, from your home to this auditorium, from your home to your workplace, from your home to pick up your children at school. Seemingly, those rides are routine. For those in law enforcement, specifically those here in the Los Angeles Police Department, that conveyance, that vehicle, that car, that automobile, is the second leading cause of death for officers killed in the line of duty here at the Los Angeles Police Department. With that in mind, I just want to take a moment, as have the other speakers, and reflect on what's occurred in the last 2 months, because it is that conveyance, cars that have taken the lives of Officers Lee, Cortijo, and now Officer Sanchez. Certainly awful tragedies, certainly those are the kinds of tragedies that can be avoided in our history. The leading cause of death for officers in the line of duty here, however, is gunfire. We've lost more officers from shots fired from handguns and shoulder weapons over the course of time than any other factor that takes the lives of those that serve this great city. It is this city who in 1970 spoke some words that I believe are fitting today and ring true for the cases of Kelly Key and Norm Eccles, the police officers that perished 25 years ago. For it was in 1970 that the LAPD annual report offered a passage, again, that rings true to this very day. And those words are these: "Nothing is more challenging than being a police officer in a free society. That challenge clearly adds a hazardous dimension when police officers step out of uniform to enforce laws such as those regulating narcotics here in the state of California. It was in that capacity that both Kelly Key and Norm Eccles were serving when they came into the incidents that ultimately claimed their lives. In fact, it was in that same year, in June of 1970, when Kelly Key was near the door of a residence to execute a search warrant subsequent to a broader narcotics investigation. Gunfire pierced that door, striking Key and severing his spinal cord. Although paralyzed and retired from the LAPD, Kelly Key continued working with young people in the community. He continued to provide service to the police commission here in Los Angeles, but he never fully recovered from the gunshot wound. Complications from that wound ultimately cost him his life shortly after Christmas Day in 1989. And it was in that same year, and a different narcotics officer, Norm Eccles, who stood in front of a different door in 1983, found himself in a very similar situation with gunfire coming from within that residence, and although clad in body armor, taking the protective measures necessary to preserve his life, to support his partners in that operation, he was struck outside the body armor, and again, as with Kelly Key, he never recovered from that gunshot wound. In April of 1989, Detective Eccles died from complications of the wound that he received on that April day, standing outside that door, very similar to the one that Kelly Key had faced in 1970. This has become a familiar risk for officers forcing entry into residences. Although all the protective measures have been taken, as is the same case with transporting yourself from point A to point B in a vehicle, you can wear your safety belt, you can wear your body armor, but there are just cases that are unavoidable, and they speak to that risk. That risk that was called out in the annual report in 1970. So as we stop to remember the three officers that have perished in the last 3 months, the two officers that died in 1989 from wounds they sustained during their service earlier in their careers, we take a moment, we reflect on that, and it's also a good time to reflect on those words from 1970. That there is nothing more challenging than being a police officer in a free society. Thank you all.
Thank you, Glenn. Today we have a very special presentation, and I'm going to ask Commander Webb to come up and provide us with the unveiling of our street signs. And I'm going to turn it over to you right now, Rick.
Thank you. Good morning. On February 28th, 1907, policeman Clyde A. May was shot and killed in the line of duty at 655 East Adams Boulevard. Officer May was the first Los Angeles police officer killed in the line of day. Each day, thousands of Angelenos pass by 655 East Adams Boulevard, or they may attend church there, but they do not know upon that site the Los Angeles police officer died in the service to their city. Much like each of us in attendance here today walked past 2nd and Main and probably did not know that on August 20th, 1924, Officer Ed Wilhoit was shot and killed at that very location, which is just right outside here. And in addition, two brave passersby went to Officer Wilhoit's rescue and were also shot. Since 1907, 206 additional names have been added to the list of officers killed in service to this city. And as you are all well aware, the Los Angeles Police Department has suffered great tragedy in the last few months. And in fact, Officer Sanchez will be buried next Wednesday. It is altogether fitting that Angelenos, not just those of us in city government, but all of us, be reminded that throughout this city and later the world, Los Angeles police officers gave their lives in the service to their city and their nation. So today, we are here to make sure that that happens. In early 2013, Los Angeles Police Command officers and representatives from the Police Historical Society developed the idea of placing signs similar to street signs at or near locations where Los Angeles police officers were killed in the line of duty. My staff was given the task of implementing this project, and I assigned an officer by the name of Bradley Nielsen to develop what we thought at the time would be a very simple project. But over the next year, we discovered Officer Nielsen had to do exhaustive research by examining police reports, news accounts, annual reports, and death certificates. And in addition, Officer Nielsen had to visit every site where we plan on erecting signs to make sure that the locations are befitting the memory of the fallen officers. It was through his perseverance that this project materialized. And if I could have Officer Nielsen just come up here and stand next to me, I'd be very appreciative. We turned to the Chief's graphics unit to make these designs a reality. Officer Harold Crosley created the design and customized each sign for the sign makers. And if I could have Harold come down here as well. Making this street sign project a reality was not easy. Many members of the city family were needed to support this project. The Department of Transportation was our partner from the outset, and it was their staff who will erect the signs and their contractor who worked with us to design and manufacture these signs. Mr. John Mukri, General Manager of the Department of Transportation, I don't know if he's here. Mr. Mukri here? No. And his staff certainly helped us. But Mr. Zaki Mustafa, the principal transportation engineer, provided us with step-by-step guidance to make this project a reality. Other members of the Department of Transportation include Mr. Eric Taylor and Dennis Hall. If I could have Zaki come down. Maria Souza Roundtree, legislative analyst from the Office of the Chief Legislative Analyst, provided expertise and guidance on how to ensure that this project was properly implemented through legislation. I don't know if Maria is here today. Lastly, we needed support of the City Council. I turned to Councilman Member Englander and his very capable staff, Mr. Doug Tripp and Alexis Marin. They provided guidance in obtaining the Council resolution, assisted in coordination of the sign development, and made sure that this project was supported from the outset. I should also note that I turned to Council Member Englander when we needed funds and political support to obtain the sports arena when TSA Officer Hernandez was killed in the line of duty. At this time, I would like to ask Councilmember Englander to come forward and be recognized and also to offer a few words.
Thank you, Commander. And before I offer my words, let me say something about Commander Webb, who he's going to be retiring this July, but not far from home, so we know where to find you. He also came to me on something else that he had been working on tirelessly. He thought it would be a great idea for every officer in the field to actually have a trauma kit accessible to them, that if there's an active shooter situation or something happened out in the field, that they had tourniquets readily available, immediately available, so they can save one of their partners or an innocent victim. He learned a lot of this in the military and working with others on some of the things those kits should have. Not only did he think it was a good idea, but he pushed hard to raise all the money from the LAPD Foundation and do it without any taxpayer funds. We officially not only accepted the donation of these kits, but the City Council took it a step further, and these trauma kits that every officer will now have permanently will be a permanent part of their uniform. And as well as we officially named it on behalf of the City Council, the Web Kits. So I wanted to thank you for your dedication to this department and this city. Thank you. A lot has been said, and the mayor mentioned the signs. When they came to me, I thought, well, that's a no-brainer. But as a city councilman, I can tell you, I don't know if any of you in this room have ever tried to get a single stop sign installed in your community. Try 207 signs throughout the city of Los Angeles. But this was the right thing to do. And I'm really proud to stand with the families, to stand with the department, and to stand with all the people that made this possible. Commander Webb had mentioned that that a lot had gone into this. And I had the opportunity to talk to Officer Nielsen, who actually went to every location that was within the city and retraced every step of every fallen officer and carries each one of those visions and memories through the research that the entire team went through, going through old police reports, news reports, making sure the accuracy was there, the locations and the information was there. And the idea, as the mayor mentioned, to develop this virtual website. Each sign will have a unique identifier, a number, where families can then log on, visitors and strangers that come here to Los Angeles, neighbors and friends of the department can log on and look at this virtual memorial and look at videos and poems and letters and learn about the officers, the true heroes here in the city of Los Angeles. There's nobody that's ever done anything like that. It's incredibly unique and well-deserving. And I'm just honored to be a part of it. And so I want to thank you all so much, particularly Zaki Mustafa with DOT, who really made this happen, and my staff, and working with the department. You all need to be applauded. This is terrific. Thank you. God bless you.
We're getting ready to do the unveiling.
Yep.
And if I could ask, also ask Chief Beck and the mayor to join you on stage.
Over the next 6 months, these street signs will be erected by the Department of Transportation around the city at or near the sites where the officers were killed, as we mentioned. And in those instances where officers were killed outside the city or even outside the country, a sign will be erected near the station where they worked or at a special location at the Elysian Park Academy, which is currently under renovation. Finally, I mentioned to you that Officer Wilhoit was killed in the line of duty at 2nd and Main. 2 days ago, the sign for Officer Wilhoit was erected and is there now. So when you leave here today, I'd ask you all to go to 2nd and Main once we get done with the outside ceremonies and remember what took place there 90 years ago. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rick. And Rick and his team are responsible for this wonderful memorial service today. So thanks again, Rick, to you and your team. And most importantly, thank you for the street sign project. So we are now getting ready to do a roll call of our heroes. And that will take place up on the screen. So if I can draw your attention to the screen, we will begin.
1907, policeman Clyde A. May. Policeman Patrick H. Lyons. 1908, Captain Walter H. Auble. 1910, policeman David Brooks. 1911, policeman A. B. Crucy. Policeman Cecil S. Bowman. Policeman James P. Wiley. Policeman Floyd C. Eiler. 1914, policeman James F. Crehan. Policeman Robert V. Murray. 1915, Sergeant John F. Tulin. Detective J. E. Browning. 1916, policeman Walter Kreps. Policeman Thomas J. Kronschnabel. 1917, policeman James A. Ellsworth. Lieutenant Charles E. Johnson. Policeman O. E. Barney. 1919, policeman Patrick J. Downey. Policeman Claude H. Wyatt. Policeman Joseph Romero. 1920, policeman John G. Magnus. Policeman Donald C. Hathaway. Policeman Elijah P. Bradley. 1921, Detective John Fitzgerald. Policeman Harry Clester. Policeman William L. Brett. 1922, Detective Roy L. Shy. Policeman Vernon O. Dinsmore. 1923, policeman Charles P. Williams. Policeman Archie Cruz. Policeman Matthew McDonough. 1924, policeman Ralph D. Green. Policeman Glenn E. Bond. Policeman George E. Pabst. Policeman Edward E. Wilhoit. Policeman Frank E. Corley. 1925, policeman Ralph Myover. Policeman Wiley E. Smith. 1926, policeman Herbert Clade. Policeman Carl Drake. Policeman James M. Miller. Policeman Arthur L. Davenport. Policeman Andrew J. Davila. 1927, policeman Charles M. Parton. Policeman Parley L. Bennett. Policeman John V. Wicks. Sergeant Judson D. Cornwall. 1928, policeman James H. Carter. Policeman John M. Brenniger. 1929, policeman John M. Shoemaker. Policeman William H. Marple. Policeman Lewis Long. 1930, Policeman James C. Costello. Policeman Peter Muller. Policeman Vern A. Brindley. 1931, Policeman James L. Beck. Policeman Henry C. Jackson. 1932, Policeman Hugh A. Crowley. Policeman Paul Donath. Detective Paul T. Lee. 1933, Policeman William Anderson. 1934, Policeman Russell A. Leedy. 1935, Policeman Alfred C. Madden. Policeman Owen D. Yancey. 1936, Policeman Clyde Pritchett. Sergeant E. A. Barber. 1937, Policeman Donald C. Tisdale. Policeman Neville Batt. Policeman E. J. Bickle. 1938, Policeman Walstein E. Long. Lieutenant George C. Howard. Policeman Wymouth T. Lockridge. 1939, Lieutenant Harry G. Elmsley. Policeman William G. Brown. 1940, Policeman Orley O. Sanner. 1941, Policeman F. E. Stansel. Policeman Joseph E. Daniels. Policeman George R. Colvin. Policeman Warren G. Chamberlain. 1942, Policeman Lee N. Bunch. Policeman Mario V. DeIro. 1944, Policeman James O. Summers. 1945, Sergeant Charles H. Bridgman. Policeman Isaac L. Lankford. Policeman Norbert J. Huseman. 1946, Policeman Jack W. Harris. Policeman Walter H. Kesterson. Reserve Policeman George B. Mogul. 1947, Policeman Frank G. Panic. Policeman Frederick S. Wales. Policeman John Nacarato, Jr. 1948, Policeman Delmer E. Cook. 1949, Sergeant John W. Milton. 1950, Policeman Roland E. White. Policeman Glenn H. Clark. Policeman James B. Vose. 1951, Policeman Thomas J. Kennedy. Policeman Chester M. Gildehouse. 1952, Sergeant Marvin W. Haney. Policeman James D. Kennard. Policeman Lloyd F. Hassler. 1954, Policeman John E. Dunphy. 1955, Policeman Clay N. Hunt. 1956, Policeman Harry M. Miller. 1957, Policeman Michael J. McAndrews. Policeman Leo Wise. Policeman Robert R. Christensen. 1958, Policeman Thomas Skebby. Policeman Joseph W. Bennett. Sergeant Gene Tilford Nash. 1959, Policeman Jose L. Castellanos. Policeman Charles E. Bogardus. Policeman Gilbert Reyes. Policeman Robert Sweet. 1960, Policeman Richard D. Kent. 1961, Policeman Sidney Rigel. Policeman Martin Parker. Policeman Leroy J. Wadsworth. 1962, Policeman Charles Hallenbeck. 1963, Policeman Ian J. Campbell. 1964, Sergeant Charles P. Monahan. Policeman Robert M. Endler. Policeman Norm D. Pipenbrink. 1965, Policeman Gary K. McDonald. 1966, Policeman John C. Smith. Policeman Malcolm Beatty. Policeman Larry Amberg. Policeman Alex N. Ilnicki. Policeman Keith G. Dupuy. 1967, Policeman Roger Warren, Jr. 1968, Policeman Donald L. Hiley. Policeman Oscar J. Bryant. Policeman Gary W. Murakami. 1969, Policeman Robert J. Coate. Policeman Jerry W. Maddox. 1970, Policeman Earl L. Riddick. Policeman Michael W. Parker. 1971, Policeman Philip J. Riley. 1972, Policeman Kenneth E. Walters. 1973, Policeman Fred H. Early. Policeman Charles C. Caracciolo. Policeman John T. Lawler. Investigator Gerald W. Sawyer. 1974, Policeman Michael L. Edwards. Commander Paul J. Gillen. Policeman Garth Ward. 1975, Policeman Michael I. McDougall. Policeman Vincent L. Lush. 1976, Policeman Zlatko N. Sintik. Policeman Jeffrey B. Lindenberg. Policeman Raymond E. Hicks. 1977, Policeman David E. Bailey. 1979, Police Officer James J. Choquette. Police Officer David B. Kubley. 1980, Detective Curtis C. Hagel. Police Officer Charles R. Rogers. 1981, Police Officer Stephen K. Alberts. 1982, Police Officer Jack Hayden. 1983, Tech Reserve Officer Stuart S. Tiara. Police Officer Paul L. Verna. Police Officer Bobby Leach. Police Officer Jack V. Evans. Police Officer William N. Wong. Police Officer Arthur K. Suhu. 1984, Police Officer Dwayne C. Johnson. 1985, Detective Thomas C. Williams. 1986, Police Officer Ronald L. Ball. Detective Arlie E. McCree. 1987, Police Officer James H. Piotti. Police Officer Randall L. Marshall. 1988, Police Officer James C. Bea. Police Officer Daniel A. Pratt. Police Officer Derek C. Connor. Police Officer Manuel Gutierrez. Police Officer David L. Hoffmeyer. 1989, Detective Norman D. Eccles. Policeman Kelly Key III. 1990, Detective Russell L. Custer. 1991, Police Officer Tina F. Kerbrat. Police Officer Gary A. Howe. Police Officer Charles R. Champ. 1992, Detective Edward S. Kislow. Police Officer Raymond A. Messerly, Jr. Police Officer David C. Schmid. 1993, Police Officer Joe Rios. 1994, Police Officer Clarence W. Dean. Police Officer Christy L. Hamilton. Police Officer Charles D. Heim. 1995, Police Officer Gabriel D. Perez Negron. 1996, Police Officer Mario Navidad Jr. 1997, Police Officer Van Derek Johnson. 1998, Police Officer Stephen G. Gaida. Police Officer Filberto H. Cuesta, Jr. Police Officer Brian E. Brown. 2000, Police Officer Luis Villalobos, Jr. Police Officer Robert J. Mata. 2001, Police Officer George A. Rose, Jr. 2003, Detective Abiel Abe Barone. 2004, Police Officer Ricardo Izarraga. 2006, Police Officer Landon M. Doris. 2008, Police Officer Randall Simmons. Police Officer Spree Deshay. 2010, Police Officer Robert J. Cottle. And Police Officer Joshua Collins. 2014, Police Officer Nicholas Lee. And Police Officer Christopher Cortijo.
As we all know, we will be adding one more officer to the list shortly. Officer Roberto Sanchez. Could I have the lights, please? One of our traditions when we lose an officer in the line of duty is to honor that individual through our end of watch broadcast. I have our police service representative, J.J. Lee, who will now read our end of watch broadcast.
Attention all units, this is an end of watch broadcast memorializing the 207 Los Angeles police officers killed in the line of duty from 1907 to present. It is in the highest tradition of the police department that our fallen officers are memorialized today at the annual police memorial service. Their individual sacrifices remain forever as their silent testimony to the department's motto, to protect and serve. This year, the 2014 Police Week ceremony remembers in a special way Police Officer 3, Nicholas C. Lee, who died in the line of duty March 7, 2014, and Police Officer 2+2, Christopher A. Cortijo, who died in the line of duty April 9, 2014. Police Officer 2, Roberto Sanchez, on May 3rd, 2014. Today, we renew our commitment to our fallen comrades and their families. We will never forget KMA 367.
Thank you. Now for a benediction, our chaplain, Glenn Connell.
Let's bow our head in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this time, a celebration of life, time that was set aside to honor the men and women of the Los Angeles Police Department who have died protecting and serving. We continue, Lord, to seek you for your comfort. We ask especially, Father, the blessings upon the family and friends of those officers that have paid the ultimate price. We ask your blessings and all our active and retired personnel, along with those officers that are serving our country in the military at home and abroad. Father, we thank you for our chief, his command staff, and all the department personnel that truly make this such a special, special family. Bless us as we go from here today. Return us safely to our homes. And Father, may we continue to seek your peace that passes all understanding. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Chaplain McConnell. We are nearing the end of our indoor ceremony, and we will be moving towards our outdoor ceremony, which we call our honor ceremony. Please reflect upon what we have witnessed today and think about our 207 fallen officers. And most important, think about their families who are here really today to honor as well. We're reminded of their personal commitment, the officers that gave their lives, and their sacrifice, and we must never forget. We're about to begin our outdoor ceremony, and I have a few directions to give so that we don't have a pedestrian traffic clog. Let's see here. I don't have my lights, so I'm trying to get the ambient light here for me. What's going to happen outdoors is we will be, it is a very special tribute to today, because generally we add the nameplates of fallen officers at a different time. But because of the last three officers who have fallen, two of them that have been buried, we will be putting their nameplates on the memorial wall in the back. That ceremony is always held till we bury our fallen officer. So today, the honor guard will exit shortly with the wreath and our bagpiper, and they will be out in front of Deaton Auditorium, and I will dismiss the families and their support so that they can get lined up ready for the procession to the memorial wall. Simultaneously, I will ask quietly that Hollywood Division and Valley Traffic Division and command staff, who will be standing on the steps in formation facing the memorial wall, exit the rear of the building quietly. And then once our last family member has left, I will ask the rest of our family and friends and uniformed officers to please exit the side building and disperse over towards the chairs and get into formation. Our honor guard will be giving directions at all three points. Hopefully we'll be able to do that then without any type of a stalling because of the movement of so many people. We will have honor guards, if I didn't say that, we'll have honor guard members at each location providing direction. And then what you will witness, if you're going to stay for the memorial wall, you will witness first, oh, thank you. Really appreciate that. You will witness first the addition of two officers to our wall, Officer Lee and Officer Cortijo. And we will put their nameplates up first. And then that will be followed by the procession of the laying of the roses by all the family members and their support. So I would like to personally thank all of you for allowing me to do this again today. This is always such an important ceremony for me personally, as I reflect watching our video and seeing so many of my friends who I've lost over the years. And since the time that I've been doing this, I have gained so many friends from the family members who come every year, so thank you. The men and women of the Los Angeles Police Department, Chief Charlie Beck, all of us together would like to thank all of you for spending today with us, and we encourage you to join us in our honor ceremony. So if I could please have the honor guard move the wreath.